Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. And I've been doing that job, my favorite part of my life, which is Northeast Delta Dental. It'll be going on for 20 years in June, so time does fly. It just seems like I came up to New Hampshire in 1995, and there'll be a relevance to that point momentarily when I introduce my guest. But in any event, time does fly, and it's hard to believe that the Christmas holidays have come and gone. It's already December 27th and 28th, depending on when you're listening to this. I've got the skis out now. I finished my 91st race on Saturday the 20th. It was a race for the Habitat for Humanity. It was held at Bishop Brady, and that was my 91st race of the year. As my running friends know, I'm going slower than ever, but I'm having fun, and the fact that I got to 91, I think, is about the only thing I can control now is quantity. You've heard of the expression quality, not quantity, but for Tom Raffio, running now has turned into quantity, not quality. So I'm getting the skis out now that it's December 27th and 28th. Last week's show, Back to Running, was with Ted Story, and Ted is the involved with the Hopkinton Lions, and he's very relevant. The Lions Club does such great work, and it's much more than just vision. I know growing up, my father was involved with the Lions Club, and all I can remember is him dragging me various weekend events, selling light bulbs for vision, and some of that still goes on, but the Lions Club is a lot more than that, and Ted was able to explain all the great things that the Lions Clubs in general do, and specifically the Hopkinton Lions Club. The relevance for me, beyond the fact that my father was big into the Lions Club, and I'm a big supporter of the Lions Club, and one of my colleagues at work, Joe Casper, is a big into the Lions, but the first race I ever did when I started getting into it was the Hopkinton Lions Road Race back in 2004, in October of 2004. And so I have a warm spot in my heart for Mr. Ted Story, who did a great job. And, of course, he was a military person, great guy. So I know I've gotten a lot of good feedback on the interview with Ted. As far as the Affordable Care Act, give you a quick update on that. For us, it's worked out well. Close to 2,000 individuals in New Hampshire have purchased individual dental coverage on healthcare.gov, and another 5,000 have purchased individual coverage on the private exchange that we created, deltadentalcoversme.com, knowing that the first year of the public exchange might be a little cumbersome for citizens of New Hampshire. We created another avenue where the individual citizen could purchase individual dental insurance, and it's worked out quite well. And if you're interested in understanding the strategies behind that, you can purchase the book, There Are No Do-Overs, which I co-authored with Dave Cowens, and you can get that right here in Gibson's and Concord, or go on Amazon.com, and that'll give the strategies behind Northeast Delta Dental. Now, the radio show affords me a great opportunity to feature community partners. And in this case, December 27th and 28th, is actually my neighbor, too, both in terms of where I live in Bow, but also our corporate headquarters. So with me this weekend, December 27th and 28th, is the executive director, CEO of the McAuliffe Shepherd Discovery Center, Gene Jaralskis. And Gene, thank you for joining me. I know you're really busy with all that you do, but to come in on December 27th, 28th, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
I'm delighted to be here, Tom.
And now the relevance, you heard me say 1995, and of course, I moved up from Massachusetts, and the first thing that the board asked me to do was to get involved with what was then called the McAuliffe Planetarium, so the foundation. So the first thing I did, well, that was the first board of, now as it turns out, probably hundreds of boards I've been involved with, but the very first one was the Kristen McAuliffe Foundation. And a couple years later, one of my roles was to recruit the next executive director of the Discovery Center, ultimately. And then, of course, who did that turn out to be?
I think it was Gene Jurowski.
You got it. And I'm really proud of myself that I've still learned to pronounce your last name correctly, although I always have it phonetically in front of me, so you've explained it to me. So tell us how we got you from Alaska. I seriously want to fast forward 17 years and talk about why the McAuliffe Shepherd Discovery Center is not your father's Oldsmobile. So go ahead, Gene.
Okay. Well, I was living in Ketchikan, Alaska, one of the 100 best small art towns, according to books on the subject. And I was the senior curator of programs for a Native American cultural center and a history museum. And I really wanted to move back to New England. I thought I would work on running a history museum, but I've always been really interested in astronomy and science in general. And this opportunity came up, and I thought, wow, that would be perfect. I would love to do that. So I got a hold of Tom and the committee, and I guess the rest is history.
And you've done such a great job. And what's really great about you, Jeannie, is that you've transformed yourself and you've transformed the organization because, of course, you may want to explain how there really isn't as much or at all the public support in terms of the funding the way it used to be. So why don't you kind of explain that evolution and then give out the membership and contact information. So I'm sure we're going to inspire people by the end of our program today to become a member or donate.
Okay, well, we were a state agency for 22 years, and we had a significant subsidy. I would say that when we were just the Krista McAuliffe Planetarium, the state funded about 70% of our operation. When we became the McAuliffe Shepherd Discovery Center, which was a much bigger organization, the state funded about 50% because we had an earned revenue stream to help out. But in 2012, when things were tight financially, the state elected leadership decided that science museums were not where they needed to put a limited funding and gave us the choice.
You put that nicely, by the way. go ahead.
Yes, my diplomat again. We had a choice of becoming a state agency with no funding, but yet with all the benefits of all the red tape, or we could become a private sector nonprofit. We took a look at it. We talked to lots of people. We brought in some consultants to help out and made the decision that going forward, the best way to move would be to become a private sector independent nonprofit. So we came up with the very creative name of the McAuliffe Shepherd Discovery Center Corporation.
Wow, that works. Now, so obviously you need to sustain through funding. So give us the contact information in terms of how I become a member, and also maybe tell us how it works in terms of tickets to go in, as well as the restaurant that's open from time to time.
Sure. Just regular admission to the McAuliffe Shepherd Discovery Center is $10 for adults, $9 for students and seniors, $7 for kids. Unless you're under 3, then it's free. And then members get in free all year round. There's an extra charge, $5 charge, for coming to see a planetarium show in addition to the general admission. But again, with a membership, you get in free. Family memberships are $100, 10% off for veterans, military, and seniors, and teachers.
And can I become a member by going online?
Yes. Our website is starhop.com, starhop.com. And you can go to the donate bar. And when you go on to there, you can become a member online or renew your membership or make a generous donation that helps us do all the things that we do for science and technology, engineering, and math for our community.
And we'll get into the STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. And I have to tell you, I had my family up, my sisters and my mom up not too long ago, and we did kind of a mini family reunion in New Hampshire, and we paid a visit. And I think what I find oftentimes with New Hampshire residents is that right in our backyard we have this jewel, but when I talk about the McAuliffe Shepherd Discovery Center, as well as things like the flume, sometimes I hear, New Hampshireites never having gone. So I know that you have a lot of out-of-town visitors, but I just want to encourage New Hampshire residents yourselves to get there, because if you haven't been to the Discovery Center in a while, you're going to be amazed. Let me just read the mission statement. The McAuliffe Shepherd Discovery Center's mission is to inspire every generation to reach for the stars through engaging, artful, and entertaining activities that explore astronomy, aviation, Earth, and space science. And I can tell you, because my mom in particular enjoyed it, so every generation would indeed enjoy it. So how do you keep it refreshed? Because another thing, you and I have discussed this before, but nowadays where people can go onto the internet and see Mars and things like that, I mean, how do you keep it refresh so that someone that's going there to the Discovery Center will see something that may not be available just by going on the internet, for example?
Well, I think that what we really specialize in is interactive education. And so with the internet, you know, you can look at different things, and it's interactive if you're playing games on it. But if you want to look through a telescope and see sunspots, you want to see big flares of solar gas, come up into our observatory and look through a telescope and you can see the real thing. Or you can come on the first Friday of the month, and as long as it's clear out, we have had this dedicated group of amateur astronomers coming out the first Friday of every month for 24 years now, the New Hampshire Astronomical Society.
Wow.
With telescopes, and you can see Saturn, the rings of Saturn, moons of Saturn. You can see the moons of Jupiter casting shadows on the planet. And it gives you a whole different sense when you look up at the sky and you see a bunch of white dots, and they're lovely. But then if you look through a telescope and you can actually see that one of the things you thought was a star on Orion is actually a huge nebula. It's lots of stars. It's exploding gases. And you can see the real thing. You can see the Ring Nebula. So these things you see on the internet and you see in books, you can see that it's the real thing. The other wonderful thing I think about coming to the Discovery Center is you can explore things like the electromagnetic spectrum. You can find out how radio waves work. And we often have members of the Contoocook Valley Amateur Radio Club there to talk on ham radios to people from around the world. So you can learn about radio waves. You can learn about how infrared works by standing in front of a camera and seeing yourself reflected in infrared so
wow.
that you can see what parts of your face are warmer, cooler. If you have eyeglasses on, you see how they block the heat signature. Or if you've had that laser surgery, you can see how that little plastic lens that you have is
wow, that's a new niche. I never realized that
you
could be a clientele of people to check out their laser surgery. Well, you can see there's a lot of stuff. And Jeannie, you just need some more passion, I think. So we're going to talk about the 2015 plans when we return from commercial break. Tom Raffio with Jean. Please stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Lisa, your Delta Dental Benefits rep. Any questions today?
How long should I brush my teeth for?
2 minutes.
Why should I visit the dentist?
Professional preventative care promotes good oral health.
What's the most popular color of toothbrush?
Blue.
She's good.
As the most experienced dental benefits company, Delta Dental delivers unmatched local service. So enrollees feel taken care of every time.
Visit Northeast Delta Dental at nedelta.com.
Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio on this 27th and 28th of December. Boy, the year flew by, but I don't want to sound like my parents who say, as you get older, the years just kind of flow by. But Christmas has come and gone. We're still in the middle of Hanukkah, though, I think. And with me this weekend is Jean Jarolskis, who is the executive director from the McAuliffe Shepherd Discovery Center. And Jean, let's start quickly with the contact information, because I know with the passion that you demonstrated before the commercial break, I'm sure we probably got 100 new members and who want to go online right now to do it. So what's the contact information?
Starhop.com.
Great. And one quick aside for my running friends, don't forget on Super Bowl Sunday, and hopefully It'll be the Patriots. We do have a road race that begins and ends at Northeast Delta Dental. You'll be finished long before Super Bowl starts, and that raises money for the NHGI Cross Country. And, of course, as Jeannie will tell you, NHGI is right by the Discovery Center, and you can't miss it because of the great what would you define that?
The Mercury Redstone Rocket?
There you go. I love it because I have found now that's what I say. Look for the rocket. I don't say Mercury Redstone, but not thank you. if you want to know where Delta Dental is or where NHCI is, and there you have it. So before the commercial break, you were talking about how you've really differentiated the McCullough-Shepherd Discovery Center from what sort of the average person could do by him or herself on the internet. So let's now talk about what you have for special plans in 2015. I know you have the Science Playground, you have the Blues Night, et cetera. So maybe start with the Science Playground, and then we'll talk about the special programs for military children.
Okay, well, in 2015, it will be the 25th year since our original organization, the Krista McAuliffe Planetarium, opened. It opened on summer solstice, 1990, and we've had a lot of changes since then. We're over 4 times bigger.
And we just passed the winter solstice, so cool.
Yeah,
very good.
Yeah, so come summer solstice, we'll have been around 25 years. How we'd like to celebrate that is by opening a science playground at the Discovery Center. The reasons for this are manifold. Right now, children are spending less time outside than they have since any time in human history. We really need to get our kids outside to be strong and healthy, get them moving. And then the other thing is a great way that humans and actually puppies, cats, any kind of mammals learn is through play. So we want to get the kids outside playing, and we have a plan to open up a science playground. I would love to have the funding to do this by our Aerospace Festival weekend. This weekend is the second Saturday in June. It's right before Father's Day.
So around June 13th?
Yep, June 13th, from 10:30 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. We will have all kinds of science, air and space organizations, aerospace companies, other science museums, lots of activities for families at this event, and I hope we'll be opening up a playground at the same time.
That'd be great. Now, I know you do special programs for military children as well as new American immigrant children, so tell us about those special programs.
Okay, we started out years ago. We did a program with the Adjutant General's Office and UNH Cooperative Extension Service. It was a one-night event called We Share the Same Sky, where we looked at the sky in the places where the children's parents were deployed and talked about how the sky we look at and the sky that they look at, it's the same sky, although you may see different constellations. So we got thinking about that, and then we were able to get, through the help of a generous foundation, funding to involve the New American Community, which are refugee kids from different countries around the world, to be able to come to our summer camps and learn how to create and launch rockets and do programming of robots and all kinds of really cool things. So we thought, what if we got these kids together and took a look at the sky over the places both where the military kids' parents are deployed and where the New American kids' families originated from. Take a look at the sky, start having them talk to their families about the mythologies and the history of studying the stars in their home countries or in the countries where the families are deployed. And then put together some exhibits on the night sky in these areas and maybe even put in some components for our Tonight Sky show. So we're going to be working with the a group called Operation Military Kids based out of UNH, the Adjutant General's Office, and then Accentria, which is the new name for Lutheran Social Services on this program. And we're delighted to announce that the Speedway Children's Charities and Merrimack County Savings Bank are helping us out with this.
Wow, that's terrific. I love the relevance that you will give to the New American children and the military children. That's awesome. Now, you mentioned summer camp, so why don't you touch briefly on that and then talk about Blues Night, and then I want to kind of get into the whole thing of STEM, science, technology, engineering, math. So talk about summer camps, the Blues Night, and also you might want to mention the hours of your restaurant.
Oh, sure. The summer camps, this past summer we had 8 different camps of our own, and we hosted 2 other STEM camps in our facility. So altogether, 150 kids got to have intensive science experiences for a week. We start them out young. We have the 5, 6, and 7-year-olds at some very rudimentary space science camps. We just run them a couple hours a day because they can get worn out pretty quickly and they can wear out our team pretty quickly, frankly.
That's probably more the reason, right?
Yep. But then as the kids get older, that's when we start trying them out with different space science experiences. This was our first year working on coding. That was really fun. And we thought, you know, we didn't have the in-house expertise to do this, but we had a space grant from NASA through the New Hampshire Space Grant Consortium, and it helped fund interns. So we hired a couple of interns who could help us make this happen. And one was a young woman from Goffstown who was studying aerospace engineering at Virginia Tech. And the other one was a young fellow from Concord who was studying architecture at Keene State. And then a young woman from the team's charter school joined in. She's their top engineering student. So the three of them together worked with us, and we put together this great coding camp, and they also worked with us on the rocketry camp and the basic science camp and the Mars exploration camp. So it was a wonderful partnership, and the kids had literally a blast.
Wow. Now tell us, now segueing a little bit, tell us about Blues Night for March 13th. Is this something new?
Yes, and let me just finish with the summer camps. We're going to be working on them again this year. We're going to bring in some new space grant interns and put together some other great camps. And since the rocketry and coding were the most popular, we're going to see if we can maybe take that down a level for some of the younger kids as well as expand it on the older kids and maybe also do an aviation camp. So how do we fund all this? With community support, and we're going to be doing some special events, and one of them is our first time out of the gate with a blues night. We're going to have a blues band play on Friday the 13th of March. I hope everybody will come to it. It's going to be a great evening. It's best for adults because we will have alcohol, but people can dance or people can drink and listen
and it's all
really enjoy
themselves. It's all in the spirit of the fundraising. And again, if you want to become a member or donate, it's starhop.com.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Now, you also have a restaurant. Talk about that, as well as if a corporation or if a large family wants to have an event at the Discovery Center, how would that work?
Okay, the restaurant, actually, we're in a little bit of an interim period on the restaurant. We had a great partner for 5 years that ran our cafe and also did our exclusive catering. That company has started their own restaurant down in Manchester, so they've left the cafe and we are seeking another operator. So if any of the listeners are interested in helping
many Ross restaurateurs listening to my show, so you may get a call on Monday. That'd
great.
Be great.
And then the nice thing about this change is that it's opened up our catering to many more parties. And so people who want to have an evening at the Discovery Center or a morning meeting can have their choice of caterers so that they can go upscale, go medium scale, see what's affordable for them. So there's a wide variety of caterers.
And who, Jeannie, who would they contact? Like if I'm a HR person at a company or the CEO of a company and I want to do a mini half-day retreat, you know, at the Discovery Center, who would I call to try to get to make arrangements?
Sherry Moore is handling this, and her email is the best way to get hold of her, smoore@starhop.com. So that's S-M-O-O-R-E. At starhop.com.
And I have a warm spot there because when I was, this was long ago, but before we recruited you, New Hampshire had to recruit me.
Uh-huh.
And one of the ways they recruited me was to send me to one of the shows or performances or whatever, then known as the Krista McAuliffe Planetarium. So I have a warm spot, and I have since gone to many events for the Discovery Center, and it's definitely a great job. So You've mentioned STEM, or science, technology, engineering, and math, several times, and it sounds like you're going to do a education breakfast on that. And I just want to say, in a general sense, that science, technology, engineering, math, and the use of organizations like the Discovery Center, that's 21st century education, and I know that from my work with the State Board of Education. So we've got about a minute. Why don't you talk a little bit about what your plans are for the STEM education breakfast?
Well, we're planning on having a big event in the fall where we bring in some of the key people who are active in STEM education for young people, and inviting all of the people who are vitally interested in this, because it's so important for the future of our state and our nation that we get young kids excited about studying and following careers in science, technology, engineering, and math. Now, the problem is a lot of people think that it's scary. From our end, it's fun, it's beautiful, it's delightful, and we want to share that enthusiasm and share a lot of really champion ways to teach and learn
about
these subjects.
And this is exactly how we're going to engage students, because you make it fun, you make it relevant. You may also want to throw A in and call it, for my arts friend STEAM, to add the arts to it. So, Jeannie, this is tremendous. We'll have to have you back. The Discovery Center right here in our backyard in Concord, starhop.com. Jeannie, this was fabulous. I want to have you back. Thanks for being such a great neighbor. And we'll see you next time.
Well, thank you. And also thank you for having Delta Dental support free admission for veterans and military families. On Veterans Day, we had just the most wonderful, over 200 people come for that.
Thank you. That's the least we can do for people to serve our country. Tom Raffio will return next week with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.